Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem.
Gentlemen, you in for a special guest tonight. She's all over the indie scene and representing the House of Truth. Give it up for Dominique Fabiano.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hey, welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thanks. I'm glad to be on it.
It's an honor.
Yes.
Yes. Were you a wrestling fan growing up?
No. Actually, I had no idea wrestling even existed until Total Divas came on. As crazy as that sounds, I started watching Total Divas, and then I started watching like Raw and SmackDown and the pay-per-views and stuff, and then 9 months later, I decided to get trained.
Awesome. Yes. Was it true that you graduated at the age of 13 from high school?
Yeah, I was homeschooled, so I was able to study over the weekends and during the summer, and I was able to finish everything up by the time I turned 13.
Awesome. Definitely amazing story, definitely.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Are you currently in college?
I went to Michigan State for one semester, and then I took a semester off, and then I'm going back in the fall.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have a background, a sports background?
I figure skated for 7 or 8 years, and then I did hunter jumper horse riding for 9 years before I started wrestling. So I had an athletic background, just not in that type of stuff, you know,
right,
like a gymnastics background or anything like that. So,
but definitely academic driven, definitely.
Yeah.
Um, um, Who did you idolize in wrestling while watching it during that time?
Lita and AJ Lee. I love their style and how they're out of the box. They're not the normal girl wrestler. I like how they're definitely different in the ring, and their personality and their persona in the ring, and also just how they dress and stuff in the ring.
Definitely. And definitely, it's like you're the third generation. Like, it's like AJ grew up watching Lita also.
Yeah.
As a teenager, and now you're doing the same thing.
Yeah, sort of.
That could be a sign for better things to come from the WWE.
Hopefully.
And you definitely did a great Tough Enough video also.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I noticed I've seen basically you, like, one of the youngest so far on the indies scene so far.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely one of the youngest ones right now on the indie scene. And I know when I started, I was pretty sure I was one of the youngest. Because when I started in actually doing shows, I had just turned 15.
Awesome. Right now 16, right?
Yep, I'm 16. I'll be 17 in August.
Definitely. There's been a lot of history of young ones started also.
Yeah.
13 or 14, even legends like Chris Candido, that's Sonny's fiance that's passed.
Okay.
And you also have, of course, the Samoan family.
Yeah.
Of the Tonga kid, he was actually in WWE when he was 16.
Oh, dang. That's crazy.
While still in high school.
I didn't realize he was that young.
Even Jeff Hardy was, and Matt was in the WWE doing swatch matches at 16 and 18 while he was in high school also.
That's awesome.
Yep. And they said that between the Tonga kid, Rikishi brother, and the Usos' uncle, that was like 17, him and Teddy Hart, that's Natalya's cousin, at 17, mm-hmm. were they ever signed with WWE.
That's awesome.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but they're
at that level at that age, you know.
Right. Now they started a new policy now. You got to be 19 or 20. Because they recently had one of the indie women, you may know her from the Greek reality show My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Okay.
Priscilla Kelly. She was
I heard of her, yeah.
Right. She was actually 17, tried. She used the Tough Enough also tryout, but they were saying that she was too young. But she's trying. I think she did the dog match for Lucha Underground a couple weeks ago.
That's awesome.
Yep. Also, were your I know your parents then probably was definitely overprotected you before you trying out wrestling?
Actually, they were really supportive. Like, my mom and my grandma would drive me to wrestling training 4 days a week. So they would both split it and do 2 days and 2 days. And they would drive me there, which is, like, about an hour and a half away, stay there for 4 hours of training, and then drive me back 4 days a week. And then they would also take me to shows on the weekend. So they were actually super supportive of me pursuing this, and without them, like, I wouldn't have been able to do it because I couldn't even drive when I started wrestling. So, yeah.
And how was it like to meet Croup Martini for the first time and Jimmy Jacobs as your trainers?
They're amazing trainers. Like, if you show that you're trying, they really try and help you. And I'm so glad I got trained by them and didn't choose anyone else, because it was definitely the right decision.
Right. And Croup Martini is definitely a great businessman, a great trainer, and even promoter also out there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep, I even give him credit for what he's done so far at Ring of Honor also.
Yeah.
What are your favorite artists, music artists?
I like Fetty Wap, Miley Cyrus. I like a lot of hip hop, honestly. I don't really have a favorite per se. I listen to just the hip hop radio, and I listen to a bunch of hip hop songs, so can't really pinpoint a favorite.
Right. Even Wale also. This is actually the theme song of for this show, The Bad Guy. He does,
okay,
with the Razor Ramon intro.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and rapping all the WWE wrestlers and other wrestlers of the past also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Also, what are your memories of your first debut match?
It was awesome. It was with my assistant trainer, actually. Just super awesome, because literally I was tired before I even got in the ring because I was so nervous. I literally was breathing so hard and sweating so much by the time I got in the ring that I could barely breathe. So to have it with my assistant trainer was awesome, because he was able to calm me down when I was in the ring. And it was still, like, to this day, I think one of my, like, funnest matches I've done. Obviously, it wasn't the best technique-wise and stuff, but it was, like, one of the funnest matches I've had, because I got to do so many, like, different moves and stuff during the whole match. And the psychology behind the match was really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
He's definitely a good trainer also. That shows you even ring psychology also.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and that's what's missing right now in pro wrestling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also, what's your memories of working with Samantha Heights?
She was really awesome to work with. I'd love to be able to work with her again. The first match we had, it was cool, and then the second match was probably my second favorite match now, and at that time it was my favorite match I've had, so she was really awesome to work with. I got to work with her, I think it was at Girl Fight in Westland, Michigan. That was really fun. I'd love to be able to work with her again sometime.
also, it was so many actually talented women on that show also, like Thunder Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Hendricks, did you had a chance to work with her yet?
Yeah, I got to work with her on the Girl Fight show on the Wednesday. They had like 3 days of shows. They had Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I was able to work with her on the Wednesday show last week.
Yeah. He was definitely in there with a former TNA knockout and Ring of Honor Women of Honor wrestler.
Yeah, she was super awesome to work with.
I'm definitely talented. Also, you had the chance to work with Alexia Nicole also.
Yeah, I got to work with her in Canada. That was a really fun match because I did a few moves that I never did before. I got to try out a lot of new things, and the match went super good. So I was pretty happy about that, especially because we never worked together before. I've worked with her twice now at PWA in Canada.
Right. Yeah, she actually so short.
Yeah.
And that's a number that definitely started out young also in the business also.
Yeah, true. She's the youngest person I've worked with, I think. Except, yeah, she's the youngest person I've worked with.
And her former tag team partner is in NXT, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
Yes. I thought they was actually sisters at first when I seen them as a tag team.
Oh.
And it's just amazing how Aaliyah came a long way. I remember when she was actually on this show a couple of years ago, and next thing you know, she was signed by WWE.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that happen to me several times now. Even with Patrick Clark, I gave him his first interview, like, last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just ready. He knows a lot of stuff about the wrestling business. He's been on the indie scene, in the Northeast, and now once he tried out for Tough Enough, I was actually shocked that they picked him so quick. Also,
yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Also, what are your memories of CW?
Well, I worked there probably my third match. I worked with Ingrid Isley there my first match. And then after that, they had me do a character on Beta Kitten, which was super fun to do because I wasn't used to doing another character, so it really got me to learn psychology better as a manager position. And then eventually they started having me wrestle as Beta Kitten for one match with Solo Darling. And then eventually I transformed out of that character into my Dominique Fabiano character now. And then, so now my first match, I'll be having hopefully a match as Dominique Fabiano with XI soon.
And I usually, when I first heard of the last name Fabio, Fabiano, I was getting confused with Fabio of Lucha. And Triple A Mexico and or CMLL.
Hmm. Okay.
Lady of Fabio Apache.
Okay.
Are you Italian?
Yeah, I'm sort of a mutt. I have Italian, Irish, Polish, German. I'm literally just mixed with so many things.
Yeah, a lot of culture.
Yeah, sure.
Also, what are your thoughts of working with MJ Jenkins?
She was super fun to work with. We had done a 7-week training session with Truth Martini. So I had worked with her a little bit during the 7-week training session. So we sort of already knew how each other worked. We got to work for Beyond's Women's Wrestling Revolution, which was their first all-girl show, which was super awesome to make history like that.
Yeah, she's definitely plays a good heel also.
Yeah.
And was that you that came up with Fabiano, the dark angel?
Yeah, that's the persona of the dark angel.
That's all. That's definitely a good gimmick, also.
Thank you.
Also, who would you like to work with so far that you haven't faced yet?
I'd like to work with Heidi Lovelace, Diona Perrazzo, Mandy Leone, Santana Garrett, who else? Candice LeRae. I would definitely love to work with all of them. They're super awesome.
Right. Could have been a possible also for intergenerational tag teams, like if she had Joey Ryan with her also.
Yeah, however.
You did have a chance to work with Shane Mercer, right?
Yeah. Yep, that was at Girl Fights and her Gender Wars.
Was that the first time you worked with a male?
No, my first match was with my assistant trainer. So that was the first intergender match I've had. And then I've had a few tag matches. I think I've had like 2 or 3 tag matches that were intergender. That was, I believe, my second singles match that was intergender.
Awesome. Also, can you plug any, do you have any upcoming shows you want to plug?
I have Queens of Combat on May 21st in North Carolina. I'm really honored to be able to work with them. So definitely make sure to go to that show. I also have XI on June 5th. That one's in Michigan. That one should be a really good show. And then I also have I Believe in Wrestling on May 28th.
Awesome.
Yep.
Is that the one in Orlando?
Yeah.
I heard so much positive things about it also.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really excited to be able to work there. I haven't worked with them before.
Right. And Santana definitely worked there also.
Yeah. It'd be awesome to be able to work with her.
Also, do you still watch the current product of WWE and TNA?
For sure. Sure.
You definitely could be working with Mia Yim or Gail Kim one in the future.
That would be awesome. I'd be honored to.
Right. And definitely, Allison Kay just started there. I know you had a chance to meet her also on the same shows y'all work.
Yeah, I've met her a few times. We were supposed to work together. I think it's been 2 or 3 times, and both of our schedules haven't worked out and stuff. So hopefully in the future we'll get to work with each other.
And also, are you, do you also watch Lucha Underground also?
Not much. I'd love to start watching it more, though. I definitely have to start watching that more.
Okay. And I liked how the way they book women also, like Sexy Star and Eva Lees and others up against men and stuff and still make them more important.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. I definitely love to do more intergender matches. I think they're really fun.
Right. And do you have interest in going overseas, like Japan and UK?
Yeah, I'd definitely love to go to Japan, and it'd be really cool to go to the UK, too.
Yeah. And there's just so many people talking about the women's startup group, Stardom, and there's a few others out there also in Japan.
Yeah.
And I noticed that so many, they have a lot of talent from the States and Japan also. Like, Ronnie Nicole went up there. I think even Mary Dobson also, you worked with her also.
No, I wasn't able to work with her one of the days, but I was able to work with Sue Young. So,
yep.
That was fun.
Definitely another WWE women's wrestler that used to be there.
Yeah.
And it seemed like she reinvented herself also. It's like as a samurai warrior.
Yeah, my match with her was my favorite match I've had. We literally had a taco fight for Cinco de Mayo in the ring. And there was tacos all over. It was really fun. We were slapping each other with tacos.
And you also, a manager also.
Yeah.
And I noticed that you manage Double M3 also.
Yeah, I've managed him several times.
And also, also, Were you any was there any interest in going to an NXT down there also?
Oh,
any
yeah,
of the
I'd
tape?
Like to.
You never know, they might give you a trial, Triple H.
That would be amazing. I'd be so honored to. The goal.
Yeah. And I know that so many women been on NXT from the indies, like Perrazzo and Mary Dobson also.
Mm-hmm.
Even Leva Bates as Blue Pants.
Yeah.
And I just like how the way they also present them and put them over also.
Oh, yeah. The girls' division is amazing.
Right. And I was just... I was just praising when they changed the name to the... back to the women's division in WWE.
Yeah.
To the women's title, and I just like how the belt is much bigger, and it makes the women talent feel way more important.
Yeah.
And what's your thoughts of the women's wrestling in general right now?
I think it's on the rise. I mean, you have so many talents right now in the women's division and in WWE, NXT, the indies. It's all on the rise, and you see the women's division constantly proving themselves.
Yes, it's definitely, I've seen that for, like, I think would have been 8 years that it started improving, growing and growing.
Yeah.
And there's more, and I noticed that more, more of the fans be going to more indie shows, for more women indie shows, just to see them put on good work, like Shimmer, Shine, and others also.
Yeah.
And I think it's, I just like it, and I give credit even to Triple H of having women wrestle more time also.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see like two women matches. Sometimes it's been like three on NXT also.
Yeah, the girls are definitely taking over, and it's awesome to see.
Right. Did you had a chance to watch WWE Breaking also?
No, I haven't seen it yet. I have the network, though, so I'm going to watch it this week. I'm probably going to watch it tomorrow.
Right. It's just how amazing how they train and work behind the scenes and stuff. And
yeah, I saw most of the episodes, but I have a few left that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah. I like the one with Aaliyah and Rock's cousin. Nia Jax.
Yeah.
And she's actually a cool, down-to-earth person.
Yeah.
Because she's, I think this is her first year into the wrestling business.
Yeah.
And she actually learning quickly also.
Yeah, it's awesome. Everyone learns at different paces, you know.
Right. And some of the scenes I was actually shocked about with Eva when Marie was working with Carmella, and Carmella ended up having a concussion, and that was actually...
I did see that episode, yeah.
Yeah, kind of scary right there.
Yeah. I couldn't wait to get to the next episode to see what happened.
Right.
I was worried.
Yeah. I was so worried, and even show how her and Belly are really best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that she's actually a second generation wrestler. That her dad was actually in WWF in the day also.
Yeah.
I was just so upset with Creative as why she didn't go with Kaz and Enzo to the main roster.
I know. Everything happens for a reason. They have their reasons to everything, you know.
Yeah.
It definitely would have been awesome to see her on the main roster.
Yeah. I guess Vince must have went past it while he was at WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah.
But I think he was so mesmerized about Big Cass, about him being like close to 7 feet tall, because Vince like the bigger guys also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's looking real good with even with Kana as the NXT Women's Champ.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely can't wait for the next takeover right there that she's going to be working with Nia Jax.
Yeah, that'll be awesome.
Yeah. And I just hope that Triple H also pulled a trigger on Awesome Kong possibly being in NXT.
That would be so cool. I know I've watched, like, a lot of her matches, but when I got interested in wrestling, she wasn't, like, in the WWE. And I know I was watching mostly WWE, like, when I first got interested in wrestling after watching Total Divas, because I really didn't know much about the indie scene at that time. So I'd watched quite a few of her matches, and that would be awesome to see her back in the WWE.
Definitely. I'm just crossing my finger that hope it happens soon.
Yeah.
And I even think that Triple H will definitely give her the spot there as the locker room leader for the women also.
Yeah, you never know.
Right, because it seemed like even William Regal was so high on her when she got there also.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also, but Triple H wasn't fully in charge yet during that time when Awesome Kong was there. It was Johnny Laurinaitis also.
Yeah.
The guy that talent don't like when it's about leaving they don't want to hear about no releases or anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad that Triple H took over that role and being more down to earth and understanding that there's a place for talent.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has their different reasons for doing everything, you know?
Right.
At different points.
Right.
At certain points.
Exactly.
Different things are needed, you know.
Right. And I was actually surprised about John Laurinaitis, even though he still does a road agent, that he is Daniel Bryan's father-in-law now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he married the Bella's mom.
Yeah.
And I said, I bet Daniel Ryan would say, huh? This the guy that released me 7 years ago?
Yeah.
I just wonder what they do at when it's like at the dinner table like that.
Yeah.
And I think John Cena might be that close of being Daniel Bryan's brother-in-law soon.
Yep.
And I just noticed how I have so much respect now for the Bellas. Once you've seen Total Divas and everything else.
Oh yeah.
And they put their work into it, and also they was also fans also growing up when their dad had it had wrestling on in the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm.
But Vince definitely gave them gave the Bellas also even a extra show to go on E. Is going to be, I think it's going to be called Bellas, I think.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah. It'll be really awesome to watch.
That's what Vince that's Vince's favorite right there, the Bellas.
Yeah.
Since they got there, he saw a lot of potential in them.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
They're really awesome.
Right. And I noticed that I can tell their work styles and more because Nikki Moore do more power moves and when she work and Brie Bella does more of the high flying.
Yeah, everyone definitely has different styles in the ring.
Right.
Which is awesome to see because it makes everyone unique.
Right. Yeah. But Brie will definitely be missed in the ring also.
Yeah.
You also have Nikki that's still nursing from a neck injury.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah. I just hope she make it through, but it did. She said it actually, you know, scared her right there, that she gonna have to tone off because of the backbreaker.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I hope everything there goes good and she's back in the ring soon.
Right.
And healthy.
Yeah. You never know, she might try a submission finisher next time.
Never know.
Yeah. Or could have called the Bella Lock or...
Yeah, definitely a bunch of different names they call it.
Yeah. Also, do you have any interest in working for Shimmer and Shine in the future?
Yes, I'd love to be able to work for them. That's my goal by the end of this year, to be able to work for either Shimmer or Shine. Definitely want to be able to work there before I turn 18. That's my goal. So hopefully by the end of this year, but definitely my goal is before I turn 18 is to be able to work for both of them.
Right. And I was surprised how Shine has grown for the last 4 years it's been around.
Yeah.
And I just like how they was, I think that's the, part of Evolve right there, expanding into women's wrestling also.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was a a good step also because they definitely need it down in Florida also.
Yeah.
Because you have it in the Shimmer in the Midwest, and you have the WSU on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And also the West Coast. Also, you have the women's groups also there. Also.
Mhm. Yeah, and then you have Shine down in Florida. So.
Right. And Stardom usually tour. Right. And Stardom usually tour in California also now. They do U.S. tours.
Mhm.
Yeah, but it's like tons of opportunities out there for a lot of women promotions.
Oh yeah. Growing every day too.
Yeah. Do you have any favorite sports teams in the Midwest?
Do you have any what?
Favorite sports teams.
I don't know. Not really. I'm not that into football and basketball and those type of things. I enjoy watching
right.
it, but I don't really have, like, favorite teams or anything.
Right.
I'm not a huge fan of watching all of them, so honestly, I couldn't really pick a team.
Yeah.
As sad as that is, I couldn't really.
Right. What a Michigan Spartans.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to say Michigan State, but I'm a horrible
yeah.
Spartan fan, and I've only been to one football game.
Wow.
And I lived there for a whole semester, and I've only been to one game. So I'd say Spartans, but I'm a horrible State fan, too, so.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're basically the youngest on campus.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I am.
And do you still have friends from some of your friends are still in high school?
I was homeschooled, so not really.
Right. Yeah.
Most of my friends are either go to Missing State, used to ride with me, / still do, or are with wrestling.
Awesome.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely want to... see you expand your horizons, definitely, in the wrestling world.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm working
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Never know, you can use the show as a good luck charm.
Yeah.
Like several others, yeah. Because even the ones that I interviewed from this year and last year, they surprisingly, I've seen them on Lucha Underground, like Thunder Rosa.
Yeah.
And the Famous Bee also.
Okay, yeah. Both doing awesome right now, so.
Yep, and I think the media is going to be more and more acceptable to wrestling and having it on more than national on their networks.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, and I think I still think the media, they just for these major networks, I think they're looking for these reality shows. More than they want,
yeah.
Like for wrestling, yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, why y'all have to copy other networks doing once y'all have an alternative?
Yeah, I mean, have different things, you know?
Right. I said, why y'all ain't doing like WWE? Weren't they trying to, you know, capitalize on for wrestling being competitive?
Yeah.
They just need the execution and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to see more of them get more and more homes. Way more like Lucha Underground and Ring of Honor still drawing. They going to be in way more homes also.
Yeah, for sure. That'd be
even,
awesome.
Right. Even TNA, they're in good sizable homes, but people still don't know what Pop TV is.
Yeah.
It's like the TV, the former TV Guide channel.
Yeah, you know, everything's on the rise, so hopefully all those TV companies will get more and more national TV exposure.
Right.
Need more houses soon.
Right, and they gotta. They need to also do stories on the pro wrestler also. Even their backgrounds, what they do in the community and stuff also.
Oh yeah, they should definitely focus on that because there's so many wrestlers that help out their communities, volunteer work, all kinds of stuff. So it'd be really awesome to see a show that documents like the life of a professional wrestler. On the indie
right.
level or on Ring of Honor, TNA, WWE.
Right. Right. And I think they should do it also, even like CBS and even ABC, even because there are several wrestlers on the indies that's also law enforcement, police officers and have been in the military also.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that will have a lot of interest on a lot of people right there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Being a large, it would be a lot of publicity.
Right. Even when WWE did that ESPN 30 for 30 from the NXT.
Mhm.
And once they did about Adam Rose and said that this is actually a nice guy on the inside, and what he, you know, that he's actually a family man and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to show both sides.
Right. And I think I was surprised that ESPN didn't continue doing it, some more stories of NXT or pro wrestling.
Yeah, that would have been awesome. They have several different professional wrestlers on there.
All right. I'll be saying to myself, why is these pro wrestlers and even on the indie scene, I think they need to be on on networks of them doing, you know, stories of them also.
Yeah.
I still think the networks are still out of touch with pro wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, they keep saying these stereotypes, these jacked up guys, or they don't, that look steroided up. That's not true.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's definitely wrestling has grown great lengths, you know, and it's different
right.
from generations past and stuff now.
Right. And they, you know, they think of the ones like the Hogans that and like the Ric Flairs of the world. That's all big in size and also.
Mhm.
And they and still out of touch that about smaller wrestlers that can work better.
Yeah.
And even with one news reporter like 10 years ago that I know, was like once watching Ring of Honor. This was like when it was they wasn't in a lot of homes. They was basically doing more like indie shows.
Okay.
And I said, why are they not big, like jacked up, like 6'5" and all of this?
Yeah.
And they were saying, why is this guy skinny, fighting this guy that's 300 pounds?
Yeah.
And they still was out of touch with that.
Yeah, but now it makes sense, you know.
Right. I think they should be saying that to from boxers and MMA fighters. They also, it's like the lightweight division from boxing and MMA and middleweights. It seemed like they had the better fights than the heavyweights.
Oh yeah, and I mean if you look at it, like look at Daniel Bryan. You know what I mean? Like. He worked for Ring of Honor for several years, and he wasn't the biggest guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
He didn't look like The Rock or anything like that, but look at him and how much he's accomplished in WWE and how much history he's left now and still
right.
is creating.
Yeah, and even Rey Mysterio will go down in history as the biggest little man in wrestling.
Yeah.
And it seemed like he basically excellent worker and he
mm-hmm.
been he been every major champion in Mexico, Triple A and champion and other championships also.
Yeah.
And I think between him and Eddie Guerrero, they actually made WCW the cruiserweight division.
Uh huh.
Expand and you know that Vince seen what they was all about and they came to WWE and they became way bigger stars.
Oh, yeah, it just proves that even if you are smaller, you can still make it there, you know,
right.
and leave a legacy and history.
Right. Even with the Chris Jericho, he will keep, Kevin Nash, you know, I was maybe in WCW calling him like a midget because of his side, but understand he's 5'10" compared to Kevin Nash, the 7-footers, and Bill Goldberg,
yeah.
the 6'5". Yeah. But he
yeah,
proved him wrong.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. And I just like how WWE now, I think that Vince is kind of getting the hang of it now.
Mm-hmm.
With Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart, I think they was like the sort of like the first ones that they wasn't all jacked up on steroids or nothing. They was better workers in the ring.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, everyone definitely works differently in the ring. You know, more people are psychology wise. Some are more technique wise. But if you look back, I mean, they're all awesome in their own ways.
Right. and CM Punk also, he definitely fought the odds also.
Yeah.
And it actually helped him to open up more doors. He's now in UFC.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, just the
change. He do has a look as an MMA fighter.
Yeah. Hopefully that all goes good for him there.
Right. And I just, and UFC, pro wrestling actually helped the UFC also.
Yeah.
With their fighters, when they're wrestling promo, the MMA promos also, they actually copy it from getting advice from the wrestlers and Paul Heyman how to do a promo.
Huh. Crazy, yeah.
Right, and even Conor McGregor, that's, I think, from Ireland, he kind of reminds me of the Hill Sheamus of UFC.
Yeah.
And even when Ronda Rousey started, and she's also definitely, she always put wrestling first before MMA.
Yeah.
And even with her friend Shayna Baszler, that's now a pro wrestler full time. She used to be in UFC, and they all fans of wrestling.
Yeah, which is really awesome.
And that's another sport that expanded more of women.
Yeah,
MMA fights. They have their own division also.
Yeah. For sure.
And I actually think wrestling is starting the women's movement more than any that helping expand to every other things.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
It's just expanding.
Yeah. Also, where can fans of the show find out about your upcoming shows or any others?
Yeah, they can go to www.dfdarkangel.com, or you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, Tumblr, Facebook at dfdarkangel. And you can find me on there, or you can even just Google Dominique Fabiano or DF Dark Angel, and it'll come up with all my social media, my YouTube links, and my website.
Awesome.
Yeah. Definitely follow me on Twitter, because I want to hit at least 1,000. My Instagram and my Facebook all have around 5,000. I only have 900 and something on my Twitter, because I barely ever use Twitter. So I'm trying to get used to using Twitter more now.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Also, it's just been an honor for you to come on to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Thank you. It was an honor to be on here. I had a lot of fun. Super fun.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the platform for for the indies to get their name out there also.
Publicity is important. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It was an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You have a good one.
Thank you. Thanks.
and gentlemen, that was the talented Dominique Fabiano. And if you want to check on the links, is that Wrestling It Factor Radio Show fan page / It Factor Entertainment. Also, if you want to also check on blogtalkradio.com/ Wrestling It Factor Radio for all the current episode of this and other archives also. And catch me up at Twitter at Weezy Benitez. Definitely, you can check out some of the show's links also. And there's also the Wrestling It Factor group page right on Facebook also for your views of this show or any others, or any other wrestling news or your or opinions. You can put them right there. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great night, a great interview from Dominique Fabiano. Definitely, she's a talented female and definitely going to be big in this business. This is Wayne Benitez signing off, and Wale is going to take us off with The Bad Guy.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap, but that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass out. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, you're talking to the, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet, I dare you niggas act fly, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy, yeah Chico, yeah Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eyes, I'm that guy. Hey y'all, look, something happened to these, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey yo, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey yo, you counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's mo. Can I bother you with this rhyming, man? I father niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline, like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars, beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it his doink. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expire. Niggas getting back they brothers, I ain't toured in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping or rap? she wrapped my cigar. Light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rock. Stop, stop.
Talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the... Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy.
Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.